This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So let's give you guys some monkeypox updates, all right? Over 31,800 total cases have been confirmed globally, but this number has not been updated. That number is the same one I gave you guys a couple days ago. So expect the global number to jump, probably be closer to 40,000, but the number has not changed much globally. In the meantime, the U.S. number has jumped to 10,392. So we're seeing roughly 1,000 new cases a day that are being reported. Again, that's the key word. I think there's a lot of people out there that are not coming forward. They're not reporting it. You know, I do telemedicine. So if people call and they have a rash and it looks pox-like, I tell them you got to get seen. You know, I can't give you any medicine over the phone. This is one of the reported illnesses. It has to be diagnosed by an in-person doctor. But I have seen other telemedicine doctors just take a stab at it and say, okay, well, if it doesn't get better, go see a medical provider. And as far as I'm concerned, if we're trying to figure out this outbreak and we're trying to really figure out who's getting it, how many's getting it, you know, are kids exposed? Communities, you know, do we need to also up our vaccine campaign for? I need anybody that has any pox-like rashes, those little pustular, blister-looking things, to get that looked at. Now, I've had some people go, well, I think it's your shingles. Shingles is only one side of the body. If you have pustules on both sides of the body, right and left, it's probably not shingles. Okay, because shingles is the chickenpox virus that lives in a nerve root, and the nerve roots start from the back and then go towards the front, but they're separated. You have the left side and the right side, so you're not really going to have shingles both sides bilaterally. So having the U.S. cases, you know, surpass now 10,000 is significant, and we're watching this. We're watching about 1,000 cases add to the ledger each day. So now what's happening is our vaccine supply might not be holding up. And we might have to expand who's getting the vaccine. We have called for members of the LGBTQ plus community to consider getting vaccinated with the Jynneo smallpox vaccine, which is supposed to be 85% protective against monkeypox. But if you have contacts and monkeypox is skin on skin, then family members and household contacts need to also get the vaccine. And so we're trying to produce these as quickly as we can, but we're going to need a lot more. So the FDA has a workaround. So they made an emergency use authorization to allow healthcare providers to do a shallower injection called the intradermal as opposed to the subcutaneous injection. So intramuscular is what you guys get with the COVID or the flu where it goes into your muscle. Subcutaneous is above the muscle but below the dermis. Intradermal is within the dermis, which is, by the way, one of the most fun injections I've done. Those are the ones where, remember when you would get a little TB test? And they would put the needle in, and then you'd see the little bubble of the vaccine, and then would see if that later, you know, became red, and you had a little disc, you know, showing if you were exposed to TB or not. That's the type of shot. But it allows them to now do it, you know, introduce it. This is for the vaccine for kids under 18 and also increase the total number of doses. They say the agency said this update will increase the total number of doses available for use by up to fivefold because the intradermal administration requires a smaller dose. In addition, the FDA's EUA also allows for use of the vaccine now in kids. I can't say how young. All I know right now is it will allow those under 18 who are at high risk. So FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf said in recent weeks, the monkeypox virus has continued to spread at a rate that has made it clear our current vaccine supply will not meet the current demand. The FDA quickly explored other scientifically appropriate options to facilitate access to the vaccine for all impacted individuals. By increasing the number of available doses, more individuals who want to be vaccinated against monkeypox will now have the opportunity to do so. So that, you know, the FDA can change the rules at any time. There's a vaccine, it's FDA approved, but they don't have enough of it so they can change the dosing. Now, I'm not opposed to that because I think a lot of the medicines we have are overkill. I don't know, have any of you guys taken an Ambien? The very first time we were in training, the representative came with Ambien samples. And they were 10 milligrams. And that scared me. And I'm like, 10 milligrams is a lot. You know, because I was starting to hear people were sleepwalking and all that. And so I asked the rep, I go, can I try and see if just a fraction, pixie dust of this will work? She's like, sure. So I took it home, and I just had a little bit of powder from that one pill, or I snapped a little bit of that powder, and boom, it knocked me out in 14 minutes, my husband said. So a lot of times our medications are above and beyond what we really, really need. And you don't need the whole thing. However, for other, you know, your heart medications, your diabetes medications, for some vaccines, yeah, you need it all. Because, like we saw with our COVID vaccines, they were, you know, sadly not inducing enough immunity. So the vaccine is usually given 2 doses 4 weeks apart. Those who receive their first dose subcutaneously can now either get another subcutaneous or an intradermal. We don't know about how long-lasting the protection is, but we do know that there is some cross-protection. I'm just a little worried that the monkeypox that we're dealing with is like a 2.0. It's a little bit of a different strain and outbreak because it's acting so different. HHS said they have 1.1 million monkeypox vaccine doses on order. 1-877, Dr. Belli. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so sometimes when I come home after my show, I am tired. And I sometimes want to take a nap. And my husband will call and go, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm in bed. With who? Nobody. I'm just tired. Well, why are you tired? Well, because I did my show. He's like, but you don't listen to your show. That shouldn't have put you to sleep. No, no, no. It's not that I listened to my show and I got tired. It's just I did my show. And when I do my show, I get tired afterwards sometimes. Okay? I'm sure my producers are really exhausted after dealing with me for 3 hours a day. Then I might take a little nap, or I might start seeing patients. And when I see patients, rather than physically in the office, I do them telemedicine online. And, you know, between everything I do Now, writing articles, writing books, things like that, I get pretty sleepy. I get tired. Now, people think, well, if your job isn't very athletic and physically strenuous, you shouldn't be getting tired. Well, no. Neuroscientists have said, look, all right, you can become exhausted from strenuous work because of mental fatigue. And in fact, they even found chemicals accumulating in the brain. So you see, I do get tired. That's okay, just I wish I got tired from something more physical. So they say scientists found that there's a toxic chemical that begins to accumulate and stays in the brain after it's been active for extended periods of time. The brain then shifts towards actions that do not require as much effort to avoid needing this chemical, or to avoid the chemical. Now, this is a study done by Petit Salpêtrière University in Paris, France. See, Chinese, my French. All right? And when your glutamate rises, you don't really want to work. You have cognitive fatigue. This is according to neuroscientists from France and being reported by Daily Mail. Dr. Matthias Pesiglione led the study, said influential theory suggested that fatigue is a sort of illusion cooked up by the brain to make us stop whatever we are doing and turn to a more gratifying activity. I don't think so. I think when you're tired, it's because your body says you need to stop. You need to stop. And it forces you to stop when you don't want to. He says, our findings show that cognitive work results in a true functional alteration, accumulation of noxious substances. So fatigue would indeed be a signal that makes us stop working, but for a different purpose. The fatigue wants to preserve the integrity of brain functioning. Now, I talked to medical students about this. They will try and study for 10 hours straight. And I said, no, you got to take a break because you're not memorizing it. You're not learning it. Your brain needs a chance to learn. Your brain needs a chance to receive it. And they're not. So this physical tiredness can be a result of your brain saying it's too much. Glutamate is a neurotransmitter. Neurotransmitters are chemicals that communicate between nerve cells. They send signals to other cells. They can be anywhere, but very commonly in the brain. And they will activate certain functions in the brain. But your brain needs glutamate to be present, but in the right concentration and at the right place at the right time. They say too much glutamate has been associated with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's, and can give you some of that fog. Now, this study was published in the journal Current Biology, and the researchers wanted to understand what mental fatigue really was. So they used magnetic resonance spectroscopy to monitor brain chemistry over the course of a workday for two groups of study participants. They split the group into easy and hard computer-based memory tasks that involved remembering and matching a series of differently colored letters for about 6.5 hours. I'd fall asleep. The results showed that people with the harder tasks tended to choose options that offered smaller rewards in exchange for lower effort or that arrived more quickly because they were burning out. Next, the scientists looked at their glutamate levels and synapses of the brain's prefrontal cortex, and they found it was higher for the group with the more mentally taxing task. Authors say that this supports their hypothesis that the accumulation of glutamate causes the brain to want to shift to lower effort actions. This avoids cycling or further accumulation of this chemical, which even though it's not poisonous, our body makes it, it's ends up acting toxic in higher levels. So it's a fascinating study. And, you know, they want to look at mental fatigue. And who knows, maybe this does have something to do with the COVID fog. You know, I've always liked naps every now and then, but I've really noticed I've needed more nap intake since I got COVID in January. Well, what if it has to do with this? What if it has to do with glutamate? I mean, we're still trying to figure out why we have brain fog, why we have fatigue. And and what COVID did to us. So, it's interesting. Now, a lot of you are middle-aged, like me. And some of you are in between jobs. Or you're thinking that if this recession does unfold deeper, you're going to be out of a job and have to look for a new job. And And the first thought that you have is, okay, well, I cannot do anything strenuous. So, you know, I'm a physician. What did I possibly do that was strenuous? Well, nothing like, you know, what they do in the military and law enforcement and construction and all that. But, you know, I would see 60 patients in a shift, and you are running, and you are chest compressing, and you are, you know, holding, you know, people down that are trying to attack other nurses or whatever. Trying to restrain them, things like that. I mean, there are things you're doing that are physical. And what I was able to do in my 20s, I know I can't do now. But then a lot of us are thinking, well, wait a second. I don't know if I want to take on this job that's too hard. We don't say that's going to make us think too much, but they think too hard. And there are a lot of mental jobs out there that are like, that's too... And now, I don't worry about that. Me, I love analysis and... I love marketing and I love research and things like that, so I don't mind that. I still feel comfortable with that because I do so much that, you know, it's... But I was asked to do a second radio show, and somebody approached me to do another radio show in addition to my current one, and I would be waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I had to say no. And I never say no to, you know, a job or work or anything, you know, media-related. But I was like, I think it's going to be too much. I know I need sleep. I know what I need. And it really does take that maturity. And I got to tell you, it was hard for me to say because I've never said no to anything. I mean, I have said no to men sometimes, right? But I mean, no in terms of jobs and work. Because if you don't know your limit, if you can't be honest with yourself about your limit, you're going to do a crappy job. Now, this was before my time, but groovy music like the Bee Gees or ABBA, right? Was it Dance With Me? I'm of your life. I think that's ABBA. I don't know. And then, you know, the Bee Gees, Staying Alive. Scientists have said that if you listen to groovy music, it can actually boost your brain performance. The results came from a study from the University of Tsukuba in Japan, and they found that songs with a groove rhythm enhance the executive function of the listener. Executive function is your mental skills that allow you to plan, focus, but these results were only seen in participants who were familiar with the groove music and had good rhythm. So, okay, what was a song from the 70s that didn't really have a good rhythm? And you were like, what the heck is this song here? I don't know. But when I hear, like Hotel California, you know, and the guitar, you know, riffs and the, you know, the chorus and the back, you just stop every, I don't know. I feel good when it's a song I like and when it has a good beat. I told you guys with CPR, if you ever forget how fast 100 beats a minute is, just do Staying Alive. Staying Alive, Staying Alive, and you do it to that rhythm. And you do your CPR that way, you know, or another one bites dust, another one bites dust, ooh, another one bites. Anyway, you don't want to say that to a person you're doing CPR on because the family will freak out, but you are able to remember, you're able to perform because you got the music in the background. Now, I'm not saying you need music in the background to learn. You know, I think your music should be a break. You know, I don't mind, you know, traffic sometimes, because if I have a really good song playing, I think it just helps charge my mind. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this, the green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of initial jobless claims is up. The newest report from the Labor Department shows the week ending August 6th saw 262,000 initial claims filed. That's up from 248,000 the previous week. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is ready to come down on airlines that don't do enough to compensate travelers for flight delays and cancellations. Buttigieg saying on Wednesday the DOT will make sure airlines meet federal requirements, including issuing prompt refunds to travelers whose flights are canceled. In a developing situation, a police standoff is ongoing in southwest Ohio, where a man was wanted for threatening FBI agents at their headquarters in Cincinnati. The FBI and the Ohio State Patrol are involved in the situation. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I could be impatient. I try to hide it. And I try to, you know, keep my cool. But if I book a flight with my busy schedule, I need to know I'm going to land when I need to land. And I need to know that I am going to get back when I need to get back. Because I don't leave a day early and come back a day late. I don't have that. I have to work. So, you know, if I need to be somewhere at 8 a.m., I'm going to leave that night and hopefully land there by midnight. If I need to start work Monday at, you know, 6 a.m., I want to arrive back at least 10, 11 o'clock at night. And so when my plane gets delayed, it sucks. And if I have to wait overnight and then I have to change my whole schedule, it just stinks. So today, cancellations are a little bit less U.S. cancellations for flights are at about 700. Delays into, inside and out the United States, about 2,800. So almost 3,000 flights delayed, either domestically or coming in. And we have a ranking of the worst airports, especially for cancellations. Now, I like to use FlightAware. FlightAware is my go-to to see what's going on and how the airports are doing and what's happening. Well, Forbes Advisor compiled the figures from FlightAware. And so in their study, they looked at 2,000 flights were canceled this week across 10 airports. And LaGuardia and Newark ended up being at the top of the list. The publication also revealed that by July of this year, more flights had been canceled than in the whole of 2021. Now, that's a very startling statistic because 2021 was marred with vaccine mandates and still COVID surges and people getting additional money on their unemployment and people not wanting to go back to work. Yet our flight cancellations are higher now. Now, mind you, we have had five strains of Omicron since January, so it could be that, but we're not doing that well if at the six-month mark we already have more cancellations than all of last year. This week alone, they said 11.5% of flights were canceled at LaGuardia. Newark saw 10.2% of their flights grounded. So Americans are getting kind of ticked. There's post-pandemic demand. There's staff shortages. Apparently, 1,300 Southwest airline pilots lined up outside of Dallas Love Field Airport as they protested back in June and called for better treatment because they face fatigue and stress caused by the issue. They say the FlightAware data reveals that as summer season continues, there appears to be no let-up in the number of canceled and delayed flights. They say of the 2,900 scheduled flights at Reagan International Airport, 264 were canceled. That's in L.A. No, Reagan National Airport is D.C., right? At Chicago Midway, 1,300 flights, 74 didn't take off, which is about 8%. And they had 457 weekly flights canceled. So Baltimore, Washington. So, you know, of their list, it's kind of the same offenders, and it's usually the ones that are in the bigger cities. But I also feel that there must be some unique characteristics of some of these. So I told you I was flying to go to the Talkers Magazine conference, and I'm coming into Newark, and they wouldn't let us go to Newark. We had to circle Cleveland. And they said, Newark's not taking any more planes. And you're like, you know, I'm thinking Die Hard 2. I'm thinking maybe some, you know, terrorist attacks. Something's happening to the runways. So we're circling. And then my flight attendant told us, you know, look, we're going to run out of fuel, so we're probably going to have to land somewhere to fuel up. So we landed at an Air Force base and fueled up. And this was just last month, or about a month and a half ago. And finally, so I'm like, well, let me get a rental car. But it wasn't an airport that we could get. We couldn't get off the plane. We had to stay on the plane because we were just in a Air Force field. There wasn't like rental car. It wasn't like an airport for civilian passengers. So we fueled up. And then finally Newark opened up part of their runways. And then we got to go there and land a couple hours later. And, you know, I was sitting next to somebody who, you know, travels a lot. He's like, well, that's Newark. Oh, you know, go to JFK. Never fly into Newark, you know. And you know, people on the plane are like, yeah, that's Newark. That's Newark. So does Newark have an issue with staff? Does Newark just not have enough people showing up to work? Or do they, you know, and it wasn't weather. There was no weather issues. Because I called my husband. My husband called his family in New York. You know, and they're like, I don't, you know, maybe there's a storm. There's no storm. The sky was perfectly blue. It had to be a staff issue. And mind you, I get it. You know, flying into, you know, that area is one of the busiest, you know, parts of the United States. So I get that. And so I get that there'll be cancellations and things like that. But don't you think they would already account for it? Don't you think they would all, you know, my guess is it's staff. We just don't have enough staff. Now, the problem is, you know, what do you do if your flight is delayed so much that it just ruins your trip? Do you get money back? Well, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said that his agency is ready to take enforcement actions against airlines that do not perform. I don't know if it's really on the airlines at this point. If they don't have the staff, they don't have the staff. During a segment on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Buttigieg said that as the pent-up demand for travel continues, the Department of Transportation can and will enforce federal requirements, such as the need for airlines to issue prompt refunds to passengers whose flights are canceled. Now, there has been this law in the books for a while. If the flight can't, if the airline cancels your flight, you get your money back. I don't understand why that hasn't been happening. Now, when it's the schedules that get delayed, that's where it starts to be a little bit in the gray zone. If your flight was delayed 2 hours, does that mean you get all your money back? Well, most flights are delayed a couple hours, so the airlines will go broke. So they have to figure out what do you do between the adjusting schedule. Now, the canceling of flights also happens because if they don't have enough people wanting one flight and then they shuffle passengers together, well, then, you know, if they're doing that to save money, come on. So I agree that if your flight is canceled, they give you your money back. That really shouldn't need an act of Congress. But apparently DOT under Buttigieg has proposed a series of rules intended to better protect airline consumers, which would strengthen protections for airline passengers who want a cash refund after a flight is canceled. Airlines can give passengers who cancel on their own volition a cash refund. Vouchers for a future flight are the typical method. So if a passenger wants to cancel, I get that an airline's like, look, okay, you know, we're keeping the money. We saved you a spot. You cancel. Now we can't sell that spot. We'll let you go on another flight. And I get that. But if an airline cancels, just give them the money back. The agency also has proposed other rules, including one that seeks to better define what is unfair and deceptive airline practice, which the agency is authorized to act on. More clarity about fees, like baggage fees, add to the price of a ticket. So, also, they want to urge airlines to seat families together during a flight without imposing additional fees. So one trick these airlines are doing is you book a flight, let's say on Orbitz or whatever. You're like, okay, I got a good rate. This one's cheaper. I'm good. And then you're like, let me pick my seat. They go, nope. If you want to pick your seat, you got to pay more. Well, then where's me and my kids sitting? And they're all in different seats across the plane. And you're like, oh, hell no. My kid's four. I mean, not now, but my kid can't sit between, and they're all aisle seats. Or not aisle seats, they're all middle seats. I'm like, my four-year-old can't sit between two, you know. So I get they are, you know, there are games that everybody's playing. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are finding some very interesting developments here on the Putin-Ukraine war. We are being told that Russian military aircraft have entered Alaskan air defense identification zones at least three times this week. So what? You're flying near Alaska? Oh, hell no. CNN reported this week at least two incidents of Russian military aircraft flying into Alaska's ADIZ, which is an international airspace adjacent to Alaska that extends and some places more than 100 miles from U.S. territory. The U.S. military indicates identification procedures for aircraft in the interest of national security. Now we're being told there was a third incident between August 8th and 10th. NORAD would not disclose which day the third incident occurred. The U.S. military distributed a photo of the second incident from the air, showing an F-22 flying within visual range of a Russian 220 aircraft. Okay, they better not even think about it. Honestly, Putin would be stupid. Absolutely stupid to start messing with Alaska. Messing with us, for that matter. But something to keep an eye on. In the meantime, we are hearing that the Russian military indiscriminately demolished blocks of apartments in Donetsk. And when you look at these, they're like thermobaric bombs. This video footage shows a lot of like pink smoke, a lot of heat. And this occurred in the town of Pisky. Pisky is located in the outskirts of Donetsk, and they say it was obliterated. The town was obliterated by thermobaric weapons, or quote-unquote vacuum bombs. These trigger massive fireballs that completely engulfed rows of apartment complexes. These thermobaric weapons spray a mist of highly flammable aerosol moments prior to their detonation. When the blast erupts, the vapor cloud, I guess, ignites. Then it sucks in the air surrounding it, creating higher temperatures, more combustion, and more damaging explosions. And they could last and endure longer than conventional blasts, we're being told. So I'm looking at this footage on Mail Online and the Telegram. It's, I think, also on Telegram. And they're showing these residential areas just blown up. And you see a lot of, I mean, these are huge explosions. They're coming quickly, not a lot of warning. And I don't know how many people were injured, how many people died, if people had evacuated. But they're definitely not letting up. They say a report from the land forces of Ukraine and Russia units are now trying to defend the land they gained in the Luhansk, Zaporizhia, Kherson, and Kharkiv regions. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has claimed the Kremlin's goal to retake the entire Donbas region from Ukraine, which would require Putin's forces to gain total control of Luhansk and Donetsk. So when you're watching this, again, you know, this is 2022. We're not supposed to be in a war. We're not supposed to be, you know, watching scenes and evacuees and hearing about camps and World War II sequel. But it's sadly looking at a very, very unstable situation and probably the start of World War III. I hope it never happens. I hope this ends. I hope, you know, Putin leaves and the new person comes in saying, you know what, this was a mistake. Sorry, our bad. We want to, you know, regain relations and work with you. But right now, I mean, many of us are freaked out with what are they doing with the nuclear power plants. In fact, the U.S. has been calling for a demilitarized zone around Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant because there still is gunfire and shelling around this nuclear plant that could hurt the reactors. You know, the takeover of Zaporizhia happened quicker than many would thought, but it almost risked a meltdown or a breach in the defenses to retain nuclear, you know, fallout. And then it had to be maintained by Ukrainians, and then it went back and forth. I think, I'm not sure, I think Chernobyl now is back in Ukrainian control. I want to double check that. But the Zaporizhia is still under, I believe, Russian control. I have to double check. And they say fighting near a nuclear plant is dangerous and irresponsible. We continue to call on Russia to cease all military operations at or near Ukrainian nuclear facilities and return full control to Ukraine and support Ukrainian calls for a demilitarized zone around the nuclear power plant. Russia is accused of using this power plant as a military base. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken last week said Russia is using this plant as the equivalent of a human shield, but a nuclear shield in the sense that it's firing on Ukraine from around the plant. And so, you know, one of you had asked me early on, how would America get involved in this? What would it look like if it's not America going in saying, we don't like what Russia's doing. We think Russia's turning, you know, Putin's turning into another Hitler. We're going to stop him before he does camps and before he starts to traffic and do mass genocide. You know, if America's not going to go in, you know, because again, that's the UN's job. The UN is supposed to maintain peace. The UN is supposed to make sure all this BS isn't happening. How would it look like with U.S. getting involved? Well, what it would look like, I mean, if we play Monday morning quarterback and we see what happened in other conflicts, is America would be going in for either peacekeeping missions or stability missions. And so U.S. going in to protect an area or have this demilitarized zone. And I, you know, I don't think they're asking for American military yet, but if that does happen, and then they end up being under assault by Russia, I mean, any American leader would be like, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us, we're bringing the rain. So I can't say for sure that you know, this is what's going to drag us in, but if anything is going to drag America into the conflict, it's the risk of nuclear fallout. It's the risk of European collapse. America is very, very dependent on Europe. Very, you know, definitely, you know, does not want to see another nuclear disaster. And it kills me because I don't want this to, apparently Ukraine accuses Russia of shelling the nuclear plant again today. So Russia doesn't stop. Ukraine is trying to deal with their exports. I mean, Ukraine is not only trying to expel Russia and stop World War III, but they're also trying to function in an economy, in a post-COVID economy, and they're trying to send grain to Ethiopia, and they're that's actually for humanitarian. Ukraine is trying to, because Ethiopia is dealing with drought, conflict in the north, drought in the south. They're trying to, you know, it's Ukraine is trying to do their best to still be the country it once was and continues to be and wants to always be. So UK is going to train more Ukrainian troops. We've been told, as of an hour ago, the radiation at Zaporizhia nuclear plant are still normal. Danish defense minister says they have donors that are pledging more than $1.55 billion to Ukraine. It's just, I don't know how many more men and women Ukraine has to help stop this BS that Russia's doing. And I really see U.S. getting drawn in when we, you know, I think we could have done some things early on. And honestly, it's a shame because I really feel that if we had stronger leadership and a little bit more intimidating leadership, you know, Putin might not have started messing with Ukraine. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.